Shanghai, the smog or whatever, said it chokes on itself. So I said, sounds like a sex thing.
Of course you did. Hey, we're podcasting.
Okay.
And here we are again.
But he was mean, well,
and
he was
coarse and unrefined. And we're back. Okay. It's recording. Okay, we're back. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Mayor Gia.
And I'm Boyfriend.
And this is the Mayor Gia.
And Boyfriend.
Blogcast. Podcast. Blogcast. Blog.
Cuddle. I don't know. It's something we do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why we do it. Now we're forced to. I'm not hearing anything in the headphones, so I'm going to take them out, which is going to kick this offline again. Maybe we'll just take them out completely. Huh. I'll mess with your levels later. So talk for a while. So Shanghai's what? Choking on who?
Itself, because of the pollution.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, people are mean about Mandela's death, which I did not know was a thing to do until he died.
Well, you know, what I've noticed is white people get very upset at black people of all kinds.
I guess they were American conservatives turned a blind eye to Southern African apartheid. They probably, or South African, I'm sorry. They probably saw South and they said, segregation in the South worked for us so well.
We're good.
We want it back. I mean, we should just let them do their thing. You know, we didn't want people coming over telling us that slavery was bad. Segregation was, you know, immoral or a bad idea.
I can't. You can't fix them. There's nothing to do.
Black people, honey, it's so racist.
Not black people. You know, the quote-unquote conservatives. I really want. I really think that progressives should start moving, and start trying to change. Why are we talking about politics first thing out of the box? It's ridiculous.
Nelson Mandela died. I'm sorry.
Which is not cool. But you know, he's 95.
Yeah.
He did his thing pretty hard. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you're 27 years in a serious, crazy lockdown prison. And, you know, that's pretty debilitating. So to last another however 40-some-odd years after that or 30
right?
or whatever it was,
yeah.
Amazing. Like,
and just, oh, no big deal. Just became president. Eh, whatever.
You know, I was talking to my son the other day. You know, there are some people on this planet that are just, they're more evolved as a human being. They're just in a different thing, or they become that thing,
you know,
he's one of them.
Yeah, and you've said that to me before talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I was watching some news thing about Mandela, and somebody said he's like operating on a higher level, just like you say.
Yeah. And when you meet those folks, you get it. Like they're vibrating at a different level. Like their electrons are going a different speed. You know, I've met one person in my life like that at least, and it's shocking. Like they're a different form of human being. And, you know, you'll see glimpses of it in other people when you meet them. It's like, whoa, there's something different about that person. It's just, they're vibrating on a different level and you pick it up because your electrons are like, oh, we're kind of talking to those electrons and Mars aren't going as quickly, but you hope maybe in the next incarnation or whatever that you get there and you don't come back as a snail or something.
Am I operating on a different?
Yeah, no, no. You're still at the lower. You're vibrating
Screw
like
you.
A manatee level.
A sexy manatee.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so off of politics, how was your Thanksgiving? We haven't talked since then.
Oh, is that all right?
And it's already, I guess because Thanksgiving is so late, it's already time to talk about Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
And your Chanukah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was our last blogcast, was the one right before
Thanksgiving.
When you were all like, oh, all my paleo recipes. Yum, yum. How did that go?
I was a little worried about Thanksgiving as I started cooking like three of my main staples differently.
Yeah, people don't like that kind of change, man. You got to send them a couple of emails a couple months out, let them know something different is going to be happening.
Well, luckily it's not family, you know, because your family gets really used to stuff like, we're using, this is the dish for whatever. This is the gravy thing. This is the whatever.
Right.
We have that, we used to have that at my house and it kind of drove me crazy. It's like, oh, where's the X and Y dish? Because we need it for the potatoes. Like, why don't you just put them in a different dish? You don't have to like rip the place apart. Mm-hmm. If you find it, great. But otherwise, put it somewhere else. But no, this is our tradition, you know. And anyway, so I didn't have to worry about that because the people that were coming to my place, they were just, you know, they didn't really care about food that much. And as long as it tasted good. But in the midst of making these things, I'm like, oh man, this is different. Like the cranberry sauce was different. It was like, oh, I've got to doctor this a little bit, you know, and, you know, tried to make it without sugar, which was interesting. And, yeah, it was a little tart. I had to doctor it.
I'm a little tart.
You are a super whore.
What? I am not a super whore. No. I like tart things, though. Yeah.
No, it was just too much. It was like a serious tart chutney, and I think it was going to be a little too, like, people sucking in their cheeks when they put it in their mouth. So I threw a little honey and some cane sugar in there, but not that much. Let's see, what else did I make? I made stuffing without wheat bread. Without those little crunchy pieces of
croutons.
Bread that you buy, little croutons that you buy in the bags.
I like those. Those
I do
are
too.
A main staple of my dinner.
But I made super duper like almond bread.
Hmm.
And then you toast the almond bread and it doesn't have any carbs.
I have to sneeze.
It was good. Go ahead.
Can't.
Yeah, it was the same thing. You got thwarted. Look at the light. Look at the light.
That's what my dad does.
Okay. Makes you squint. No, you're useless.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
The moment passed.
But that was good. It was as good as the others. And I, you know, it when you looked at it, it just didn't look like it was going to be the same. But it tasted great. People loved it. It was good. They didn't know what they were eating. They didn't go, oh, this is really different. So, and then, of course, I cooked my turkey in the
grill.
Yes, on the grill. And I'd brined it, and it was great. Used duck fat on the top of it, which is really good. Who knew duck fat's a thing?
Don't listen, ducky.
Yeah, it's all right. But it made it really, it was good. It was a good turkey, moist as hell. You know, turkey breast can dry out. A lot of people eat dry turkey and they go, oh, I don't like turkey, but my turkey breast, juicy. Yeah, so it was good. People were good. No fights or anything.
Yeah.
Which was good because sometimes there's, you know, people get a little uppity. There's a little conflict. But there was none of that, so it was good. But I did eat too much.
Of course.
But, I mean, this year was like I ate way too much.
Well, yeah, because everything was, you know, boyfriend diet friendly.
Delicious.
Kind of, so.
Right. Yeah, I was laying on the floor at the end. Your picture of me in the in the blog was pretty apt.
Yeah.
So, but I bounced back. Yeah, so it was good. I had fun. How about you?
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful. I watched the Lady Gaga Muppet Christmas special or Thanksgiving special.
Yeah. When I saw that, it was one of those things where, you know, you think that there's a tear in the fabric of reality because it didn't make any sense to me. I saw it. It was like, the Muppets and Lady Gaga? Like, what?
Yeah, like, how?
That's how
what?
You know that this is a simulation when stuff like that happens. Because that's not whatever would be on network TV ever.
I wonder who thought it was a good idea. And it was like, you know, it was all pre-recorded and stuff. So it's not like Lady Gaga, you know, surprised anybody with her. I don't know. I mean,
what was she going to do?
Just like the fact that her outfits were pretty risque for like a Thanksgiving on ABC evening.
With puppets.
Special with puppets. It's like, who are you aiming for? Like, who's your demographic here?
So weird.
I watched it kind of out of a weird fascination. And I also, there was nothing else on. I had nothing else to do Thanksgiving night.
There was football.
There was nothing really on. Oh. So, yeah. So I don't know. I kind of, it was like weird and cheesy and she was lip syncing. So it wasn't good, but I did like that her outfits were kind of slutty and her lyrics are kind of questionable. And she had RuPaul on, who's a drag queen, and they sang Baby It's Cold Outside, hold on, and they switched the gendered parts so that she got to sing the boy part, so it wasn't about raping the girl for a change. And I kind of thought that was like kind of cool and progressive that they let that stuff happen, but in general, as like a something to watch, I didn't think it was good.
But how does that not occur to the, like, if you're watching it and paying attention, is that, it doesn't make any sense that that's happening. If this is a simulation, which there is a simulation theory out there, and you get glimpses of it, like a politician named Wiener who shows his wiener to other people. It's like, okay, that's a hint that this is a game and they're throwing a little funny at you. Lady Gaga and RuPaul singing Baby It's Cold Outside.
No, they weren't the ones singing.
Whatever.
Sorry.
On Thanksgiving.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was
with
singing
puppets,
it.
With Muppets is an example.
I feel like
it's just psychedelic. It's just like totally weird.
It was very psychedelic. It was like a throwback to like those variety shows or something. I guess maybe. I don't.
Yeah.
Between strange. That and like NBC's The Sound of Music Live, it's like we have literally run out of ideas.
That is
we
just
are
shit.
Just whipping whatever we can together and putting it on the telly and hoping you watch. Enjoy.
There's got to be better stuff.
Carrie Underwood
there.
Is an adorable singer.
She's adorable.
Terrible actress.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why would you? Was that a good idea?
I don't know. She's so cute. I wanted her to be good.
Cute schmoot. How about some quality? How about some real entertainment with real acting and real music and real stuff, and not just garbage for the retards? It's like, did you see that? Speaking of retards, the United States being the leading country of morons, the Time magazine covers. They showed Time magazine covers in the U.S. versus the ones that they show overseas.
Right, and they're always different for us.
The overseas ones are always like, you know, maybe the Libyan thing, and or maybe there's a Congo thing, mm-hmm. and there's like some, you know, bloody kid on the cover, and then mm-hmm. or it's a real thing, or the Iran thing, and then the U.S. one is always like, oh, stress, and they have a picture of somebody holding their head, or oh, back pain, or you know, all these like really mundane, you know, popular culture kinds of nonsense.
Yeah, and the fact that like everyone in Europe gets the same one.
Yeah.
And we're the odd ones out who get the dumbed down, watered down.
It's the same
down.
Stuff inside, but it's the cover that drags you to it, you know.
Yeah. And
it's like, well, we won't buy stuff that's real here because we've been fed Real Housewives of Atlanta as our entertainment and the Kardashian, whatever that train wreck is every week. I've never seen one. To my credit, I think. But.
I've never seen a Real Housewife of Atlanta or many of the other ones. My old roommate occasionally put the Jersey one on, I think, or New York. I'm not sure. It's just one where they're going to prison because they decided they didn't need to pay taxes.
They should all go to prison just for being on TV in that way. And all the producers should be lined up and shot. Just in the leg for those guys. Who saved the real bullets for like the CEO of Chase Bank and Morgan... Whatever. Is it Morgan Stanley? No, it's JP Morgan Chase now. Because they had to merge because they were collapsing. Or Bank of America. You can actually take a couple of those guys out. We'd fix things.
Well, it's like John Stewart said, oh, I wish I remember the newscaster he's talking about. But he's like, Pope Francis doesn't come to your job and slap Jamie Dimon's dick out of your mouth.
I think he was talking about Rush Limbaugh. No.
One of the other ones.
One of the other ones, yeah. Because all they do is suck up to those guys.
Yeah. They get away with saying whatever they want, though. And one liberal guy says that Sarah Palin should maybe eat shit, and suddenly it's a problem.
I've got to go check the brownies.
Check the brownies,
it's,
honey.
It's binge day.
Yes. And we were actually down in Seaside House, but we are remarkably way less grumpy than we were last time we were down here.
Yeah, well, it's because I wasn't working on anything. I got to check. It's beeping. I'll be back.
I'll talk about you. And he's also happy because I'm not making him go out to dinner because he conveniently forgot to bring nice pants. So he's wearing his pajama pants all day. And I made brownies because I am the world's best girlfriend. How do they look, honey?
Can't turn the timer off.
Hit timer and then you can turn it off.
I don't know
yet. He doesn't know yet. They smell delicious, I can tell you that. Waiting for brownies. What do you want me to talk about, honey?
Anything else about Thanksgiving?
We made the same traditional Thanksgiving food that we always make with the ass stuffing. That's when you put the stuffing inside the bird. And people call it ass stuffing and say it's bad for you, but it's really not that bad for you, so it's fine. I don't know. Nothing else happened. Nothing else happened, honey.
Come on, man. No, you don't need to go on the podcast.
Well, I'm going because I'm waiting for you.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
So,
I ruined the podcast.
Yeah, there we go. Shit. So brownies are nearing completion. They're a little squishy still.
You have your stretchy pants on?
I got my sporty, comfy pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to beep in another 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
That should be plenty.
Okay.
All right, that'll be good.
Do you want me to ask the questions that Piccolope and Janie asked us on my last post?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to get them up.
I'm drinking Irish whiskey tonight, by the way.
Piccolope Von Piccolope asks, number one, does boyfriend also find the office creep to be a creep?
Boyfriend? Oh, Piccolope. I have a long history with office creep.
Oh, it's not just me?
I just don't have a creepy sexual history with him.
I don't have a creepy sexual history with him.
Oh, yes, you do. He's accused you of sexual harassment.
Of you? Sexually harassing you to you.
Which is hilarious.
It gets me so mad. I want to talk about it.
That was my favorite
yes,
day.
Yes, for those who don't know, office creep walked into boyfriend's office and said, "Hey, is Gia sexually harassing you? I hear her giggling in your office a lot."
Yeah. That was great.
I
said, that was not 5 minutes.
That wasn't.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I said, well, she might be, but I think let me handle it by myself.
He did not say that. He said, not that I know of.
I think that's what
he said. But it was just insanely inappropriate. It's not his job to check in with the senior staff to make sure the young female employees aren't sexually harassing them.
I think I can handle myself in the workplace.
Not his job.
There's a couple other staff that I wouldn't mind sexually harassing me, though.
Shut up.
Okay.
It would be like if I walked up to you and said, "Hey, is our CEO embezzling from the company?"
Well, he is a particular kind of employee. You know, he's kind of our...
Not an HR one.
No, he's not HR, but anyway.
Anyway, yes.
Yes, I have apparently said things in the past that have pissed him off. I've teased him.
Right.
In ways about his income or other things. And that has been taken to HR.
Very gently. A very gentle joke that wasn't even trying to make him feel bad.
No, I was using it as... I was trying to encourage others to take advantage of our 401k plan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using him as an example. It's like, he's rich. You guys should follow his example and do this thing.
It was just like a teasing thing. It wasn't
very, very minor.
Yeah.
Anyway, and there's been a couple other ones, and I actually was asked to apologize to him.
How'd that go?
I didn't, because he's a pussy, and if he wanted to come to me and say, "Hey, really, I wish you wouldn't say that to me," cool. You go to HR and have them talk to me? No.
Yeah, and this is a very small company we're talking about, too. No. So it's not like... We have hundreds of employees and...
You talk to me like a human and say, "Well, I maybe didn't mean that way, but I have, you said that thing and made me feel this way." Okay, I can respect that.
And especially because HR...
But he's a fucker because he does tons of teasing in big ways, in public ways, all the time. So that's one of those things where somebody who does something like that a lot is like uber sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I got no room for that.
I know. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And especially too, because like HR is, I think some people are under the impression, they're there for you, but they're not. They're there to protect the company.
Right.
So when you tell them stuff, they're not like, "Oh, how can I make it okay for you?" They go, "How can I make sure the company isn't at risk?"
Right.
And this guy knows that too. So for him to go, it's almost like saying, "Don't make me do something against the company because boyfriend is saying stuff I don't like," which is.
Mm. Right. It's just, it's weird. And anyway, so do I find him as creepy? Well, I've heard him say weird and creepy things in the past in public settings. And he's super gross. And I can't remember the last one that I was talking to somebody else in the conference room where he walked in. Do you remember that? Because you have a much better memory than I.
Our CFO told you he was like going hard at something or he's saying that you needed to go hard at something.
It was like that.
Or drill down on something.
That was something very similar.
I'm going to get the timer.
Just as the creeper walked in and then he made a comment. But yeah, he sucks. He's a, He's just off, and he can't ever stop saying it. Yeah, take it out completely. He could never stop himself. He says it all the time with all women. Doesn't matter who, and it's just somebody's gonna crush him pretty soon. He's gonna just overstep one too many times, and it'll serve him right because it's not the first time. And he probably could have been fired the first time he messed with one of our employees that she really had a problem with it. And he could have really been taken down for that, JT.
Yeah. You know, his latest thing is commenting on my team member who recently gave diet advice, that one. Mm. He constantly comments on her outfits and how nice she looks and how he really likes her outfits.
Oh, boy.
And I heard him do it one time. Like, she told me. I heard him be like, oh, you look very nice again today. I really like that blouse. Mm. And so it's not like textbook sexual harassment or anything, but it's just like, shut the fuck up. Like, don't comment on my outfit. Don't comment on how I look. Like,
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
As a senior staff person in a lot
male.
Of places.
Yeah.
You just, even if you think it's nice, mm-hmm. you don't comment.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I've slipped up a couple times. Somebody's got a piece of jewelry on that's like, whoa, that's really nice. But I never do it.
Yeah.
And it's just a bad thing. Even if you don't mean anything bad, you know. And I think sometimes, well, I hope that people don't, you know, think, oh, I'm wearing, like, nobody noticed I got my hair done
right.
or something. But I don't ever say anything.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
No. Yeah, I mean, and part of it is a gendered thing. Like, our female HR person will comment on people's clothes a lot.
Sure,
and say something nice about them. Again, it's not the same. And it's like,
no, it's not the same.
So it's like, yeah, sorry, it's okay when she does it, not okay when he does it, you know?
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, Piccolo, he sucks. He's bad. He's creepy. I really shudder at what kind of weird shit goes on at his house. With his weird wife and their weird kids. And I don't, it's got to be.
I don't think about that. Let's move on to the next question.
There's got to be like rubber involved.
Stop
and
it.
Masks
okay,
and
okay.
Butt plugs
and stop it.
What?
Ew, stop. We're done talking about office creep. We wasted too much time on it. Second question.
What?
And I already gave you a teaser about this one on the way over down here. Have you farted in front of each other?
Is that from Jamie?
No, this is still Piccolo. He asked a bunch.
Okay, good. I know she's classy.
Oh, yeah. Just wait until you see what she asked.
No.
No, I know, right?
No. How long has this been? How long have we been together?
Over 2 years.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Shut up. Anyway, but we're talking about that on the way over here, that we might have accidentally done it
2 years?
While we were sleeping
over
to each other.
Years?
Shut up. While we were sleeping. But as far as doing it...
Sleeping. Yeah, sleep farting, I think, has happened. But none just cutting one on purpose.
Yeah, no, we're both kind of old-fashioned that way, I guess. I don't like it. Because guys will often just be like, yeah, ha, 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 look at it, let one rip.
Yeah, no, I haven't given you a Dutch oven or any of that special stuff. Special happy times.
And girls don't fart, so...
No.
That's for me. But
yes.
What was it? Tell us about.
Well, I early on, I felt like you were inoculating me by playing this video of, I don't know what it's called, but it's this video where this guy, this couple, you know, he cuts one. It's like, ha, ha, ha. And then she's like, oh, okay, good. So I guess
I'm so glad we're doing this now.
And so now she just, every occasion, she's just cutting one. And so and then just laughing. And she's just doing it all the time, like every day in every situation. It was super funny. But it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
You're a monster.
I got it. But yeah, no.
Hmm.
No.
Similar, related third question.
Wait, I got to take my coat off. My fleece.
What's your policy about going to the bathroom in front of each other?
Policy. Was this from Janie?
No, this is also Pickle. I'll let you know when we get to Janie.
Pickle, what the fuck? Dude.
What is our...
I'll send you a Vine next time I poo. How about that?
We do not go to the bathroom in front of each other. Every once in a while, I ask boyfriend if I can hold it for him.
It's true.
But he never takes me up on it. He won't let me in the room. I close the door. I lock the door.
I usually go outside.
He pees out my window.
I go downstairs. I go around the corner. behind the dumpster.
Yeah, no, we're not there yet. I remember reading like Cosmo or some shitty magazine where it's like percentage of women who would put in a tampon in front of their boyfriend or husband. I was like,
I have seen that before.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things before.
Why would you watch?
It was right. It was in front of me. What? I'm not going to avert my eyes. Like, I'm interested. Let's see how that works. It was all right. What? Well, you'll be okay. You're making that bad face.
Yeah, he doesn't even leave the door open when he pees.
No, why would I? No. Nope. Sorry.
Last question from Piccolo. Burlesque dancers. You haven't even heard the question yet.
No, there's no such as burlesque dancers. What year is this? I love the 50s.
They're back. They're big.
Oh, okay.
Artistic expression and celebration of sexuality.
Or
too chubby to go full stripper.
Obviously, this man has some serious issues. We know that before. What are you doing?
They have tassels. They dance like this. I can't do it. I don't have rhythm.
What are my choices? I usually go for a third choice.
Artistic expression and celebration of sexuality.
No.
Or too chubby to go full stripper.
Yeah, probably. Sorry.
Too classy.
Too classy. There is a famous burlesque. I don't know if it's, is it a video or a tape of Buxotics. It's this whole thing. It's just fantastic. This guy's a great rap. And I think it's a video. It's I've heard the audio for it. And yeah, burlesque, I don't know. I'm sure it's lovely. It's fine.
I'm training. I'll let you know when my dance is ready. For your eyes only.
I don't want to see you dance or sing.
I'll blog it.
I really don't want to see you very often.
You're mean.
I know.
Okay, Janie's question.
Do I need another drink for these?
No.
Oh. Oh, she's cutting me off. One.
Did you not have beer earlier today?
That doesn't count. That was hours ago.
Let me ask Janie's question.
Fuck. My son bought it for me.
What's that noise?
Did you turn the oven off?
I think I did.
Okay. Then it's ice cubes.
We should check later, though, the oven.
It's ice cubes.
Okay. Janie's question. I'm asking this once and then we're never speaking of it again.
Is this the butt plug one again?
No. Well, again? Have you been talking to Janie?
Yes. We direct message quite a bit.
I'll kill you. Will boyfriend visit me and maybe hop into bed with me and call me darling Janie and say, oh, Janie, I never really loved Mayor Gia. It's you I want. Older women are so talented because of their experience. ? No, Janie, he will not. New topic.
You never know.
We went to the movies today.
You never know. You just never know.
She is in Florida, honey.
I am looking to branch out a little bit. You'll never know. It'll be fine. What difference will it make?
I'll kill you.
We've talked about this before.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Okay. Oh, you'll die. What?
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference would it make? We've had this conversation before that if
you're 2 states away.
Tati gave me a blowjob. Like, what difference would that make to our relationship?
Big one.
Well, how though?
Because it's mine.
No, it's not yours. There's no ownership.
Then why
there.
Am I grabbing it right now?
Why? Just because you want to.
There.
Yeah.
I got it. But property really of
if
Gia
you think
tattooed.
About it, you know, kind of.
I hear you. I'm not that open-minded. I'm not that free love, whatever.
It's
how
not
it
free
is.
Love. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really have any impact if you never knew.
Well,
how would it impact your life or our relationship?
I mean, I do. You can't cheat on me. But I do agree with the stuff where like people write into like advice columnists and it's like, I had an affair 20 years ago. Should I tell her? It's like, so you can fucking feel better and she has to feel like shit for the rest of her life?
Yeah.
Like, no. Nope. If it's one time, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just. You have to carry that with you.
Yeah.
But, no.
I don't know. I just don't understand that.
Yeah. Okay. Those are the questions that were asked of us.
Okay. All right. Those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually have a breakup segment.
No, we don't. We're ending the breakup segment. Let's talk about what we just did.
It's my favorite segment.
It's so annoying. I just get pissy and you don't care and you laugh at me.
What?
We saw The Hunger Games: Catching Fire today.
We did indeed. It's a very long movie.
Yes.
It didn't seem that long though, right?
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't really put up a fight about it because...
You didn't get up or do anything or...
I don't like getting up. Why would I do that? What am I on a 12-hour airplane flight?
I know, but you didn't like lose focus like you often do.
It's true.
And it kept shifting perspective and storyline. It was good. It was very true to the book. You know, I'd read the book right after we saw the first one.
Right.
And I read the next two books.
What did you like better, the first one or this one?
Well, I didn't... Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, the first one was good. The first one was good. And I'd never seen it before, so it was good. I think that was it. This, you kind of had the thing. This was well done. All of it was very well done. I don't know why it was considered at the level of like, you know, The Empire Strikes Back or something, like some next revelation in the story. I mean, maybe in the sense that it was as good, it was longer. I don't know. It wasn't a giant leap forward.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was great.
Mm. I liked it. Yeah. Can we go see Frozen now?
No.
Thor?
Thor we can see.
American Hustle?
American Hustle.
I barely know what that's about, but I know I want to see it.
Yeah, I've heard it's good and the things look good about it.
Yeah. There's been some other good commercials, and I keep forgetting what the movies are called, but around Christmas, I guess a lot of good movies pop up.
Yeah, they throw a bunch out there at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually shitty ones, though. Kid ones and stuff. But Frozen's supposed to be good.
I know. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
I like cartoons.
Yeah, we like cartoons. Because life is kind of like a cartoon. Yeah.
They sing... Who wouldn't like that? I grew up on Disney movies. Beauty and the Beast.
Yep. Things are making noise. Get ready for pizza. That's all I know. Time is it? It's 10 to 6.
Should we put the oven back on?
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about?
Pizza.
No. I'm talking about pizza.
That's all I can think of
vegetarian
now.
Vegetarian pizza.
Pizza.
There's no meat in the pizza, which is not good. But it'll be fine. It has goat cheese.
I know. Let's see.
We don't really have our, list.
Yeah. Where's our hey, did you hear about?
Yeah. We kind of did it all this morning by ourselves, which is a problem. So we kind of used up our, hey, did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They found some crazy old DNA. Those are things I like to talk about. But of course, you know, the Earth's only 6,000 years old. So that's a problem that they found something that's 400,000 years old.
Honey, like your shirt says, I think we should teach the controversy.
Well, you know that I do everywhere I go. I talk to people about the age of the Earth.
Teach the controversy. I'm not saying that dinosaurs were definitely pets for people. I'm just saying we should think about it and talk about it. It possibly could be a thing. Yeah. Hey, so what about this whole... never mind. What? Oh, here's a stupid fucking article.
What?
Because I was going to talk about politics again, but I know you don't like it.
No, it's fine.
About Elizabeth Warren and how people are trying to make her act like this crazy out there lefty. And really, she's just my queen.
My favorite thing about Elizabeth Warren, among everything that I love about her.
Her haircut?
No. Third Way, which is this Democrat. It replaced the DLCC, the kind of Clinton, moderate Democratic corporate bullshit wing of the party. Crushed itself. Got crushed under its own weight. But anyway, Third Way has come up as the new thing. Its board members are made up of mostly CEOs of financial institutions and all the criminals of the entire country. And they went after Warren and others, Sherrod Brown and others about everything. Social Security, like expanding Social Security would be the end of the party, et cetera, et cetera. When Social Security is one of the most popular things in this country, it'd be like saying, we don't want Social Security at all, So anyway, and there was the dogs are just barking.
They're going nuts.
They're not my dogs. They're the next door neighbor dogs. Mm. They've been left outside and it's very sad and I don't want to think about it.
They're going pretty odd.
It's the other dog from next door, too.
Okay.
But the main thing is that, you know, they were trashing her and they put an op-ed out and they did all this stuff. And then a bunch of, like, Daily Kos and the others came out, like, really supporting her and having these petitions. And then she was like, hey, I can defend myself. And she wrote like a letter to all these CEOs and she just got out there like, hey, I'm Elizabeth Warren. I don't give a fuck. I'm a senator and I'm not beholden to anybody. And I have this political point of view and I'm just standing on my principle and go ahead, take your shot. What do I care?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a brilliant place to be as a politician. Mm-hmm. And she's lucky that she's there. But, you know, she's like, okay, but how about you guys and your bullshit? And as soon as they did that Social Security thing, like expanding Social Security would be horrible, she went to the Senate and she spoke for like 20 minutes on how expanding Social Security would actually save this country's millions of dollars and, you know, improve people's lives. And she's like, I'm just going to keep doing the right thing. You guys do whatever you do. I'm going to keep doing the right thing. We'll just see who lines up behind who. It's fantastic. I love her. There's a few people in Congress like that, and she's one of the few.
Yeah.
She just doesn't care. She's an academic and she spoke out and she keeps speaking out and she's the only one. And that Al Franken and his asshole, fuck him in the ass and all. And,
why was he
just
against
because
her? I'm not following.
Well, Al
Sorry.
Franken, he became a senator after, you know, he's a comedian, obviously
right.
He went to Harvard. He's a smart guy. He was on Air America. He was very outspoken, progressive.
Right.
In Congress, he's been mute. He says nothing. He's every once in a while he'll pipe up in some thing. He doesn't lead anything. And that's a classic sellout. And it's like, what did you have to lose? Go back and be a comedian again. You've made your money. Now you're senator. You can go and make your, so it's really annoying. And Chuck Schumer came out and started slamming things when he got elected by progressives. And then he had to back off. He went to Daily Kos and had to back off. But no one gives a fuck, but these things make me angry.
Elizabeth Warren, 2016.
I love that woman.
I know, she's pretty awesome, just with everything she says and just everything she believes.
Anything you hear her say is just like the truth. Because she doesn't have to couch it in any terms to please anybody and any donor. She didn't get elected by donors.
She got elected in a very hard-fought victory.
Well, it was kind of hard fought.
No, that's what I mean. It
was
brutal, that whole thing, and just like the meanness and, I don't know, stuff that What's-His-Face said about that. There was a magazine thing where he's like, oh, I wouldn't want to see her, and like, implying that she's ugly, and just like, fuck you. I feel like I'm going to knock your glasses over when I move this.
That's right. Anyway, what else? Sorry.
Here's a horrible story about newlyweds who killed a man for fun. 3 weeks out from their wedding, they lured a man to his death with a Craigslist ad because they wanted to kill someone together.
Wow.
A few people who are like removed from reality, you know, they watch too much fucking shitty TV or violent TV or violent video games. They
What's the odds of two serial killers like hooking up, two psychopaths hooking up?
I've seen a bunch of HuffPost stuff with child molesters.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh yeah, let's get married and then have kids and then molest them.
I listened to a show the other day and they were, the guy, somebody called in and said that he worked for, like Child Protective Services in some state. I don't know what it was. And he was saying that that happens a lot where they will come in and like tell the woman, it's like, hey, your boyfriend is a registered sex offender. She's like, okay, I kind of already knew. No big deal. Yeah. Like it's kind of a thing. And,
well, I mean, situations where they're like, yeah, I heard about that. It was all a big misunderstanding. Or like, yeah, he's actively molesting someone right now and I'm into it.
There are those. Yeah, there are those.
Because I understand if you're like super pathetic as a woman and you stay with somebody after you find out because like no one will love you and he's a good man. Like that is kind of slightly more understandable to me than somebody who's actively being like, yeah, let's do this together. I'll get the camera.
It is a different level. But it's really, it's a different level of horror. But if you have children, the idea that you would let anybody near them to hurt them.
That you care. It's incredibly.
Yeah. There's
selfish.
A line. Once you cross that line, then everything's on the table. You know, like you've passed that moral line of demarcation.
And like being a kid and being like, I can't believe my mom would choose
this guy
over me.
Right. And then that child becomes a monster. Yeah. And now you're just breeding monsters. And the more often you let that happen, the more monsters you get everywhere, which is what's happening.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Here's another horrific story.
Why are you giving me horrific stories? Why don't you give me a story about like a new donut or something?
I'm not even going to click on this link. It just says teen reportedly injects flesh-eating drug into genitals.
Nice.
I don't even know why anyone would do that. That's a horrible, horrible drug. That, you know, that thing that's kind of, it came from Russia.
Yeah, yeah. Crocodiles. Crocodiles.
But here's something that's not horrible.
I dream about crocodiles.
Allie the alligator?
Maybe. Go ahead.
It's the Forbidden Sex Act you should try at least once.
I have.
Is it oral sex on a woman?
It isn't.
If only.
You don't like it that much.
No, but, you know, right. I tried it.
I don't know. Maybe Janie.
What?
What?
No. Throw something at you. No, it's anal sex.
Is it?
And
you say such matter-of-factly?
I that bugs me.
I know it does. I'm not sure why.
Well, this message to everybody, and it's from, if you click on the link, it brings you to like a lady website. So it's a seriously pretty much a message for women saying, come on, let men put their dick in your ass at least once.
It's a good message to give.
If you think you're kind of into it and you want to try it, like power to you. But it's not like regular sex where it's like it'll hurt the first time, but then you'll like it. I swear. You know, lots of women, I think, never like it.
That's true. Giving up the rusty sheriff's badge is, you know, it's a pretty rare occurrence.
Yeah. So this idea that like, oh, come on, just do it. Just try it. You probably like it. Sometimes most women like
you
it.
Might like it. You just canceled my birthday.
Exactly. I'm like, fuck you.
You know, in the right circumstances, it could be okay.
Yeah.
But you don't need to try it. You don't have to try it.
It's not like regular sex that you might be scared of it at first, but you really need to try it.
Here's what I think. I think women would know if they will probably like it or not.
Same with men.
If they have an interest, if somehow that area is erotic in some way and it gives them a little bit of pleasure, getting a little finger play or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's go to the next level. Yeah. Let's stick something in there and see what's going down. And then you can get ready to do it and get relaxed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no one needs to do it. You don't need to try it at least once.
Yeah. Don't make me feel bad that I have no interest in it.
Yeah.
Also, pegging.
Also pegging for your new boyfriend?
No, because Dan, what's his face?
Savage
came up with the term pegging, or his column led to it, which I didn't know. Which, in case you don't know, is when women put a dildo on and sodomize man.
Right.
Or have anal sex with a man. I couldn't think of a good word. I don't say butt fuck. I know.
Yeah,
so if everyone should try anal sex, I think that means everyone should have anal sex done upon them.
Apparently for men, it's even better.
Yeah, some men really like it.
It hits the prostate, and it's a big thing.
That's why I stick my fingers up there.
Yeah, I love that.
And, ew, I'm just kidding.
Now we've got the rolling pin for tonight.
I'm very vanilla.
It's going to be great. This microphone.
Legal expert slam controversial farm bill amendment. No food stamps for anyone.
No.
We have an obesity problem. Here's our solution. No food stamps. It's fucking horrible.
We're cutting back, everybody.
Ooh.
All right.
Anywho.
All right. You have any fun stories? You got just bullshit over there.
Miley Cyrus was snubbed for a Grammy.
Oh.
Dakota Johnson's 50 Shades diet consists of a lot of juice.
Okay, great. This country stinks.
The gay Christmas display that's angering conservative Italy.
All right. Don't care. Okay, don't care.
Don't care.
You got nothing. You got nothing. We got to end strong. Let's talk about college sex. Uh-oh, you made a face. No, I don't know. We should talk about something.
Yes.
Or we can just go.
No, I don't want to go.
It's time to go. It's 43 minutes. You got nothing.
There's an article called The 23 Most Adorable Puppies of 2013.
That is not something to talk about.
No, but I think it's something that we should look at.
Yeah, after the football game.
Football games.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get sleepy around the end of the second one.
It's cool. You don't barely need to be awake.
Yeah, that's what she always says.
I'm kidding. A fan-made penis sign shown on live TV to nation's delight.
The nation's delight. The nation does delight in a penis sign.
Yes. I heard something about some guy holding up a sign. It's like ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
And penis.
That's awesome.
And I heard something about a guy getting like his GoFundMe account. Like he had some sign up in some college sporting thing that got playing the ESPN, and he actually raised a bunch of money. I didn't get to hear the details.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. He was holding it behind the game day thing.
Yeah, whatever.
The game day studio. The fans line up behind that, and they put weird signs up.
Penis.
That's pretty funny.
That was done in 2011 first.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know. A lot of stuff about Paul Walker, which is also sad.
That was sad. How fast was he going? I've heard differing accounts.
I don't know. All I know is that they're saying he died from the trauma and the fire, which means he might have still been alive. Ooh. And they said there's a theory that he might have tried to get out of the car even. So I know. It's just,
yeah.
And, you know, they couldn't even, they had to use dental records to identify both of them. And it just,
as someone who's been on fire before, it's a horrible thing. It doesn't feel good and it's weird and it's not cool. But actually, as you're on fire, if you're in super fire, your body kind of shuts down and you don't actually feel it after a little bit. Because I went into super shock.
How old were you? You were a kid.
I was like 13, 12 or 13.
And it was like a candle or no, some kind of cooking thing.
It was an alcohol burner that exploded and caught my shirt on fire and my face and my hair on fire and the curtains behind me.
Oof. And then your mom threw you on the ground and...
I fell backwards and rolled into the corner like it was in a... It was like at the edge of a dining table that was like a breakfast nook kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dove into the corner and kind of fell down around the chairs and kind of rolled around. Not on purpose, but mm-hmm. that's just kind of what happened.
Yeah.
But I remember I could see the flames like in front of my eyes.
Oh my goodness.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
So... And the flames... Or my shirt burnt, caught my hands on fire too. Or the flames came out, caught my hands on fire. So I had second and third degree burns on my face and my arms, both arms.
Your face is flawless
my hair
now,
was gone.
Honey.
Yeah, it's flawless.
That's crazy. How much of school did you miss? Like months and months and months. Like
I missed a little bit, not months and months and months, but I missed a good month or so.
Were you like all messed up looking for a while?
Yeah, I remember the first time people came over to see me. Like, they made me laugh, and it was hard because my face was just, like...
Yeah.
It was kind of crackly, and it was hard to laugh because it was still healing, you know, around my mouth and my cheeks and everything.
Mm.
But, I was wrapped up pretty good, and then I had a couple surgeries to fix the third-degree burn stuff.
Now, the only leftover thing you have from it is that your hand, if you look very closely, you have that, like, semicircle where there's no hair.
Yeah, there's no hair there. It was a couple skin grafts. Most people don't notice it right away.
No, I didn't until you pointed it out to me.
Yeah. It's just weird because there's no hair on it. There's hair other places because I'm kind of Neanderthal.
You're hairy.
I'm a fuzzy fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my teddy bear.
Not super gross, though.
No.
No. Not like Armenian or something.
Sorry, our one Armenian viewer.
Sorry, Armenia. Or Greek. The Greeks are fuzzy. It's close to Italy. They're fuzzy too.
No, we aren't.
You have to be fuzzy.
Girls don't grow hair on their legs. Fact.
Speaking of buttholes, go ahead. What else you got? That could be it. Fire. Let's end in fire.
I know, that's even
catching
worse.
Fire.
The Mormon Church publishes a statement on race in the priesthood, and tries to explain why they didn't let black people in until 1978.
Oh, boy.
And I actually know that fact by heart because of that song, I Believe, from the Book of Mormon.
Right.
He goes, I believe in 1978, God changed his mind about black people as he's like motioning to two black people. Black people.
I'd love to see that play.
Me too.
It's supposed to be just fantastic.
Yeah, I saw the one guy do the song on the Tonys one year, and that's where that's what I'm talking about.
The first time I heard about it was Kevin Smith talking about it and how he loved it. He took his daughter to see it and stuff, and the song that really got them was the Don't Fuck a Baby song. Because apparently this kind of missionary who's kind of spun out of control is trying to teach the natives, you know,
mm-hmm.
not to have sex with babies, which they're trying to do to stop AIDS, right? Because that was the thing. But anyway, they have this whole song about baby, which is like ridiculous. So only those guys could, you know, only those South Park guys could get away with that shit. Make it hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
All right, so what's on tap this week? Got a office party coming up.
Woo, I'm going to get so drunk. Just kidding.
You're not.
I'm not.
It's usually boring and horrible.
Yeah, but there's usually wine.
There was some talk about not having wine.
What the fuck?
Yeah, see what I'm saying? The HR person said that we should not have, you know, the company should not provide alcohol because it's a liability. And everyone in the room went, what? We've always done that. Mm-hmm. And CEO went, yeah, I think we can do that. It's no big deal. So it's not nobody. I remember one year we had one staff who was like monitoring what people were drinking.
That's annoying.
Yeah, she was like, she was like, you know, kind of.
Was she the HR person?
No, she was not.
Just a busybody?
She was the person who was in charge of that building, but she was just a busybody about alcohol.
That's fucking annoying.
It was
it's like
bad.
My mom on Thanksgiving. Exactly. Oh, yeah, drink some more.
Goddamn
hush.
Right.
Now my sister. Now my sister's worse than my fucking mom because my mom drinks. My sister drinks too, but she's all uppity about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. So anyway, yeah, there'll be some beer and there'll be some wine, but there won't be any other fun.
Dancing. Dancing isn't fun.
We have a couple people that are musicians and they'll play some stuff, but it'll be horrible.
There'll be a bake-off.
Oh, yeah, we're having a bake-off that
that'll
you
be
organized.
Good. Yeah. That's good. And that's actually, it'll be good because you eat and you think and you discuss it and you have, it's like a discrete task
to do. A little interaction, yeah.
Yeah. That's not like, I mean, they used to do this awful, like awkward, find somebody whose last name or who went to school in Alabama.
Yeah.
And you have to like do the bingo thing and like those awful fucking
that's
icebreakers.
Terrible. Some people really got into that though, but I was like, no, I don't want to play.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just don't. I don't like. Don't give me an organized game. Don't give me an icebreaker, and don't give me anything where I'm expected to touch another fucking person. Because after college, I was like, "Well, that's it. That's no more this hand holding and putting one person through another person. Nope, I'm done at that. I am a grown ass woman. There are some things I will not do anymore. So, but I will eat.
Okay. Well, there'll be food. I'm gonna make something. I'm not sure what.
It's exciting.
Maybe gingerbread cookies. But they'll be weird.
That's okay. I don't release the votes. I just say what the winner, how many votes the winning one got.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because sometimes some people get very few votes. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what to make. Maybe I'll make a non-carb dessert.
Our one person's making a gluten-free one because she's gluten-free and vegetarian, but not.
Yeah.
Goes without saying for dessert.
I can make one of that almond flour for sure. It will have some carbs in it. It's got to have some sweetener.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just too boring.
Yeah, but I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
Do your weird thing.
Some kind of weird.
If you make it gluten-free, she can try two things.
Yeah. Almond, cinnamon, throw some stuff in there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's put that pizza
on.
Watch
some football.
And then watch a
no
romantic comedy?
No.
I don't really care.
Actually.
We can do whatever.
No.
Okay. Let's go make me gin.
Oh, is it time for gin? You just had coffee.
Gin.
All right.
Now I'm hopped up on coffee and I want gin.
That's how it starts.
Gin.
And then it's heroin. By 11 o'clock, it's get the horse out. Let's snort some shit.
Did you bring any weed?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to acknowledge that.
What? Maybe.
Oregano?
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Might be good before the pizza.
Huh.
Pizza might taste good.
Maybe we'll have to put both pizzas in.
I think we should.
Okay.
All right. All righty. I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
Or not.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What? Oh, yes, of course. They just may not want to listen.
Some people do.
All right.
We have to broadcast regularly so they can count on us.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Reliable.
See everybody.
Like a
what? Cadillac? Like a, what's reliable? Swiss watch? Old Faithful? What?
What is Old Faithful?
It's at Geyser.
Geyser!
Is that what you were looking for?
Reliable like a geyser.
They're not all reliable, just that one. Hence the name Old Faithful. It goes off at certain reliable times. The other ones just go off whenever the fuck they want. It's just an underground hot spot. Yeah.
And Old Yeller, because dogs are reliable too.
You have to shoot them though.
Yep.
Okay. You gotta get out more.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys next
week.
See
you, everybody. We like you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. And one more thing.
One more thing.
Because I'm a big dummy and I forgot to say this.
You're stupid.
Learn more about us at mayorgia.com. Right. Follow us. Follow me on Twitter at Mayor Gia. Ask us questions, please. And we are on iTunes. We have figured that out. So if you like the podcast and you want to subscribe, you can do so by going to mayorgia.com and looking at the big button that says subscribe on iTunes in the corner. And if you like us, please leave us a review, a nice review, a 5-star review.
Yeah, don't leave a 1-star review. That's different.
No, if you don't like us, just please.
Just walk away.
Yeah, it's not like we're getting paid to do this or anything, so you got no reason to
really
you have to cut your review.
You don't have to rewrite all the time.
All right. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, do all those things. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Sharing is caring.
Have a couple more reasons or listeners.
Yeah, and the more questions we get, the more things we can answer.
Right, and we'll be better prepared next time.
We will.
All
right. That's all. Something there that wasn't there before. You know, perhaps there's something there that wasn't there before. There may be something there that wasn't there before.